Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, 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 Bob Walk is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org and by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-H-E-L-M-E-T. That's 888-5-HELMET. And so there you have it. We have our good friend Bob Walk from the Pirates broadcast team, former Pirate. Bob, how are you doing today? It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. For sure, you should be in a good mood because the sun is out.
Well, yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now, though, so sun's always out now.
Yes, that makes it
a lot. It's getting warm.
Right. So are you there, like, on a layover and getting ready to go to San Francisco, or you just...
No. I only go on 3 road trips this year, and I've already been on one, so I got 2 more toward the end of the year, so... I'm going to I actually have a couple off days, so I came down here, and I have a buddy of mine that races cars, so I'm out here at Road Atlanta with him, and we're just kind of took a little lunch break, and they're going to get going here in a little bit and get back out on the track. And but the weather's beautiful down here, too.
Yeah, that's fun, then. That's actually even far more exciting than anything that I'm doing, so that's good. And you know, you need some time off. It's good to take a little break and just relax.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of, you know, I've been cutting back, starting last year, and you know, I'm not getting any younger. And you know, I remember, you know, how blast did it, and I'm trying to use that template, kind of just, you know, cut back, and then at some point, just say, okay, that's enough.
Well, that's actually smart. You know, you can just basically make sure that you. Are able to enjoy a lot of your free time and create more free time for yourself. I mean, I think that's a life lesson for all of us. I think we all work too much, but that's a different story. For,
I agree. You know, you gotta enjoy life. I mean, everybody. You know, we're not here all that long when it comes right down to it. So
no,
enjoy it while you're here.
We certainly are not, Bob, and so I'm glad you're enjoying it. The Pirates, you know, a couple disappointing games the last couple of days, but, you know, the good thing is they're still at .500. If you had to put your sort of finger on it, Bob, what's maybe one or two things that they need to start to, you know, do, you know, that they were doing when they were 9-2 that maybe they haven't done, you know, recently?
Consistency with the offense needs to pick up. You know, we were, I think, a little bit better scoring runs. When the season started, I know that you know, during spring training, we were scoring runs in bunches, lots of home runs, and we talked about the possibilities of this offense and what they could do with getting the ball over the fence. And that really hasn't come to fruition yet, but I think there's still a chance. You know, you see some guys that are starting to pick things up. You know, Cruz was really struggling there for a while. He was striking out 2 or 3 times a game, and now he's starting to get the ball put back in play again. He's making some real good contact, hitting some vicious line drives. So I'm seeing some, you know, some good things. Maybe the offense will start turning it on a little bit. And then also, I think the bullpen really, which, you know, I think rightfully so, everybody thought was going to be a strength of this team this year. And they got a little shaky for a while there. Bednar had his problems, and you know, Chapman still, you know, kind of having a little bit of a problem, but at least in that last start, even though he gave up the home run and the last outing, he gave up the home run there at the end that, you know, put the heck, who the heck were we playing? I can't even recall now. But
Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers put the Brewers ahead when Sanchez hit that home run off of him. But that was 102 mile an hour tailing fastball up outside a little bit. He could throw 150, 200 of those in a row, and 90% of them would get swung and missed. That was kind of a freak thing, but you got to tip your hat. Sanchez went up and got it somehow and got it over the Clemente wall, and that was the ball game. But I thought the team as a whole played much better in that series against the Brewers, and especially on that that last road trip. That wasn't really all that pretty.
Yeah, and I think the thing about it is, you know, it was different than the outing before that, Bob, right? I mean, the outing before that, he just couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah, he was just all over the place. He started out kind of like that to be. Remember, I don't know if you're watching at the time, but one of those first few pitches, you know, I mentioned, I go, I think that was about 7 feet off the ground when it went over home plate. I mean, it went straight. It was so high, it didn't even hit the bricks back behind home plate. It went straight into the netting. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you know, here we go again. He's all over the place. But he settled down and started throwing some strikes. And if it wasn't for that, you know, that 102-mile-an-hour fastball that got hit out of the ballpark the other direction, his outing would have been just fine. So I'm not worried about him. I think, you know, he will be fine. But, you know, there is a little bit of concern with the control issues I'm seeing with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big thing. Now, one good thing that has really become a story in some ways is that Bailey Falter has been really, really good. I mean, he had the first five batters he faced way back when, obviously didn't go so well. But since then, you could make a case he's been their best pitcher, even despite how good Jerry Jones has been. Falter has been really good, hasn't he?
He's been amazing. And definitely a surprise to me. And, you know, I would like to, you know, you remember last week, I think everybody knows I'm not a big analytics guy, you know, and all that kind of thing. I'm a little bit more of an old school type person. But I think there was something that the Pirates knew with analytics that it was like, hey, this guy's good. We're going to stick with him. Because, you know, last year it was this kind of so-so, didn't have a good spring training, had a horrible first inning in that first start he had. But they just stick with him. Apparently they knew something that a lot of us didn't, that there is a real good pitcher in there ready to come out, and now we're seeing it. And I would love to, you know, to get some inside information one day and say, what exactly is it that you guys knew that told you he was going to be this good? Because they stuck with him and it's paying off now.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And talking a little bit earlier on the show, I just said if they get that from him and give, you know, Martin Perez continues to do what he's done, and you know, you obviously have Jared Jones, you bring Skeens up, this rotation could be actually a strength, right? I mean, I don't know that any of us were saying it was going to be a team strength at the beginning of the year, but it looks like it could be if all that continues, right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, with that rotation, if you can hang around. You know, I think the whole division is going to be somewhere around 500, and then somebody will get hot in September and win, you know, 88, 89 games, and that will be the division winner. That's how I see things going. You know, anything can happen, of course, but if that's the case, then if we do get a starting rotation like that, that's going to give us a real big push. And Skeens, I think he's up to 70-some pitches in his minor league starts. You know, once they get him up 90 pitches, 100 pitches, well, I think that's when he's going to be coming up. So it looks like he's on schedule for, I don't know, middle May. He'll be here, and, man, what a shot in the arm that's going to be.
Yeah, there's no question about it. One of the things that they're trying to do now is figure out the right combinations of players. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Skeens, but there's another guy in the minors, Nick Gonzalez, who was a first-round pick who, you know, has just been hitting the cover off the ball. I mean, I think he had like a 16 or 17-game hitting streak going. He was up over 400 at least a day or two ago. You know, how do they make a decision? I mean, because obviously you got to find a spot for him. But when and how do teams make that decision? Okay, we need to get this guy up here now, and it's time. You know, it can't always be easy if you've got guys that are already here and you know, you got to find a place for him to play.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what's going on with the big league team. I mean, that's definitely something that goes into it. If there is not a spot, then what are you going to do? You know, he's going to be stuck down there. That's one of the bad things when you're one of the younger guys and they have these options, which everybody that goes on the 40-man roster, they got three options. So they can keep you down in the minor leagues, you know, for 3 years. And, you know, every time they just option you down there, and then now what can you do? You become a minor league free agent at a certain point, but now you're probably 26 years old. So it's kind of tough unless a spot opens up. Now, on our team, I think there's a lot of stuff going on with us. And, you know, some guys have gotten hot, some guys have cooled off. So there's nothing up there right now, you know, it's etched in stone anywhere. We're seeing a lot of different combinations of players going out there. So I don't think anything's been decided. And as far as Nick, I think that, you know, when he was drafted, all the talk is about his offense. He's a very good offensive player. And then last year when he came to the big leagues, he did not hit. He did not have a good spring training. And so it was like, well, if he's not hitting, how can we have him on the team? Because that's just going to be his strong point. So they sent him back down. He's got options, and he's going to have to prove himself to get back to the big leagues. First month of the season, he's doing everything right. I think it'll take a little bit more, but there'll be injuries. There'll be poor performance up here. It always happens, and there'll be changes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question about it that those are they are going to eventually bring that guy up because, again, they drafted him because he was a hitter too. I mean, Bob, you know. So
yes, exactly.
You know, at some point you're going to bring his bat up. What are your thoughts on the way that O'Neill Cruz has played? I mean, you know, the expectations were incredible for him, and obviously maybe too high, you know, given what he was coming off of and everything. But have you started to see signs that, you know, he's getting on track and he's gonna be sort of that guy that they need him to be?
I think the expectations of for him, I think, were sky high last year, and they should be because of what he showed when he was just played for a few months for us, and his, you know, the ceiling that everyone always talks about is higher than maybe anybody in baseball when you look at his skills. But now, fast forward this year, and he missed a year of baseball with the broken leg, and so my expectations were a little lower this year because I knew that he was going to maybe struggle a little bit at the beginning because it's so much rust on him. But I didn't see him struggling as much as he has. That was a surprise to me, and I think it started getting him down mentally. There was a lot of talk about how he's lost his confidence, and I think it was affecting him out on the field. He wasn't playing good defense at all. He was making a lot of errors. You know, some of them were like kind of silly errors where he's just dropping stuff, just popping out of his glove. And I think he was taking the poor offensive stuff out onto the field with him for a while. But the last four or five games, he's starting to look like what we thought we would see, you know, of when we left spring training, where a guy that's rusty, but he's starting to deliver, starting to do better. I think that's what you're saying right now. You know, if he stays on this, I think maybe by the end of May, you're going to see the player that everybody talks about with the high ceiling, where, you know, he can hit 30, 35 home runs. He can steal 30, 35 bases. That's the type of player that he has the physical ability to do, but he has to get more consistent with getting the ball put in play and cut down on the strikeouts that he's been showing up until about maybe 5-6 games ago.
Last one for you, Bob. We'll let you go. They play at San Francisco and at Oakland. One of those years that you played when, I forget it was 90, 91. I remember you guys were hovering around 500 and you went to the West Coast and just sort of caught fire. And for the rest of the year, obviously, you were one of the best teams in baseball. Do you recall which year that was? Was it 90 or 91? Maybe it was 92. One of those 3 years where you.
I would say it was probably 90. Quote me on it, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was 90. Because the reason I bring that up is that I think, we were still searching for confidence to be a division-winning team. That was a hard division to win back in the day. The Mets were our super team, and we needed to really get our confidence. We started to get that in 88. 89, we had a bunch of injuries that held us back. In 90, we thought, okay, we can play with these guys, and we needed something great to happen. And, you go out onto the West Coast, and you never expect to really do well out there. And that was always a tough place to play. You think, okay, if you can go out there and play 500, that's great. Back in those days, you'd go out, you'd play San Diego, you'd play L.A., you'd play Frisco, you'd be out there for the whole time. And we went out there, and we may have swept all those teams. It was a fantastic road trip. And after that, we were just all thinking that we were world beaters. And in baseball, confidence, whether it's hitting or pitching, you better have it both. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to do anything.
Well, yeah, and I kind of brought that up because I said, if they were to go out there and have a good road trip on the West Coast, like you said, where you don't necessarily expect to have a lot of success, it could be the thing that really sort of gets them going for the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, especially if you get back to the bullpen pitching really well, some of those things that we thought were going to happen, the offense clicking, maybe. Hitting four or five home runs, five or six home runs while you're out there. That's what I would like to see. The bullpen really starting to get real consistent. Bednar able to slam the door every time he goes out there and start hitting some home runs. All up and down the lineup, there's guys that, they're not going to win a home run title, but we got a number of guys up and down our lineup that are more than capable of hitting 20 home runs in a year. So you add all that up, we should be a decent power team.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, Bob, I appreciate it. I know you got to run, and so enjoy your weekend with your friends, and try to make sure that whoever you're driving in a car with is safe on those tracks.
I'm not in the car. I'm standing in the pits watching them. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, well, that's good. And by the way, it is 1990. I just looked it up.
All right, good.
It was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-game road trip. So
I think it started out maybe in St. Louis.
Yes, in St. Louis, yeah. Ended with the Dodgers. You went 10-3 over 13 games and came back, and the rest is history. Yes. So, all right, Bob, thank you so much.
All right, Paul, take care.
All right, now, that's Bob Walk. Bob Walk brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org and buy Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions, 8885-HELMET. City Limits, the thing is, I remember that road trip very well. 1990. They were like 500 when they started it. And they went like 10-3. Most of the time now you don't see 13-game road trips anymore. But they went 13-3 and they came back and they were a different team the rest of the way.
No, that's a ton. And, that's what really sparked everything. Yes. Bonds winning the MVP, that pitching was so dynamic.
Yeah.
And that starting rotation and what started the first 3 years of division title, division title, division title. And, makes me think of my generation, my era of 13, 14, 15 a little bit and how that started off.
Yeah, I mean, that team, the 90 team was a team that it was like their first, you know, the first time they had done that in terms of, you know, they hadn't won since the 79 season. I want to say 88, 89, they were, you know, they were close or whatever. But 1990, it finally they had their breakthrough. It was pretty impressive. But it all started with a road trip out west, which is what the Pirates are doing right now. So we'll see. Maybe they have a little success. They're playing the A's and the Giants. So.
They got to take 2 out of 3 from the A's.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't. Yeah, you absolutely can.
They have to.
But that team, let's see. Doug Drabek was a 20-game winner. Neil Heaton was 12-9 in that game. And then they had a bunch of guys, you know, that actually had wins and losses that year. Bob Walk was 7-5. So, anyway, we'll see. I mean, I think when it comes to Nick Gonzalez, here's my thing. I get it that Triola is a good fielder, right? But when you see Triola and you see Aleca Williams, is there anything about either of those guys that suggests they're going to be high pedigree guys that you want in your lineup every single day? Or do both of them scream utility guy?
Utility guy.
Right.
Triola more so in terms of a better player than Aleca Williams, more consistent player. But he's a line drive hitter. Hits to the gaps, not a lot of power. He's a guy that has come up with some clutch hitting this year, not as much as last year.
Yeah, I mean, again.
Not a premium player, though.
Not
you
a
can
premium
depend on
player.
Middle of the order bat.
You drafted Nick Gonzalez because he hits the hell out of the ball.
To be that premium player at second base.
So to me, I mean, I just can't understand why he's not up yet.
Well, how about Jackson Holliday, the Orioles guy who got a standing ovation, his first at-bat in Baltimore? Back to AAA he goes. Yeah. 0-59 he was hitting in his first stint.
He wasn't ready. He just wasn't ready. But Nick Gonzalez has been up already, right?
Right.
I mean, last year. Played in the majors. I mean, he's a little older. He's a little bit – I mean, they were trying to make a big splash with a really young guy who was obviously a high-pedigree guy. But at the end of the day – Nick Gonzalez has already been here.
Yeah, strikeouts was a major concern with him, Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Still has a ton of power. Again, kind of like how O'Neal Cruz, strikeouts are the main issue. Jack Swinski's really cut down on it this year.
Right.
You can cut those strikeout rates down a little bit. Just put the ball in play. Good things can happen. Even they can
but
throw in
the
sacrifice fly.
Here's the thing. If O'Neal Cruz hits 40 home runs and Nick Gonzalez hits 35, I don't care how much they strike out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get 75 home runs from your two guys, the problem is you've got too many guys on this team right now that are striking out that don't hit home runs, right?
Well, that too. It's also dependent on what's their average going to be. I don't want you striking out 200 times if your average is 220, O'Neal Cruz, Jack Sawinski.
Right.
Sawinski's average has gone up the last couple of years, but it's still not truly – it shouldn't be acceptable, which it now has become, to hit like 217, but you hit 26 home runs, you strike out 180 times, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, if you think about it like this – Nick Gonzalez right now, his slash line in Indianapolis is 385, 434. If you have a 434 on base percentage, I don't care how much you strike out.
He should be sprinting right
now.
You know what I'm saying? To PNC Park.
I don't care how much you strike out if you can get on base 43% of the time. You know what I mean? Because it means you're drawing walks. It means that you're hitting the ball. It means that so. And then his OP. What do you think his OPS is right now?
It's got to be over 1,000.
It's 1,000. It's 1.028. So, why is he still in Indianapolis?
Yeah, and again, it is only April. They've only played, 3 weeks of baseball.
Yeah,
but still, those are numbers that somebody is knocking on the door and ready to kick it down.
You know, he's played 22 games there. So, you know, I'm just telling you, I think you bring a guy like that up. I mean, in the next week, if he's not up, unless he cools way off, or, you know, Triola and Aleca Williams are unbelievable or whatever, bring him up. And here's the thing. I wouldn't hate it if they said, listen, we'll put you at first base. Play Connor Joe in right field.
Well, I'd be okay with it because Leover Peguero, I think, can play two, and he could be a second baseman.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, this idea that, I mean, can Connor Joe can play right field a little bit, right?
He can, right and
put
left.
Put him out there. Put him in right field. If you want to get his bat, right now he's hitting. Get him in right field. Put Gonzalez at first and Triolo at second if you really must have your, you know what I mean?
Well, Triolo is a big leaguer. He is. He's a bench guy. He would thrive kind of in this Connor Joe role, what they're doing with Rowdy Tellez and playing him so much.
Right.
Where Joe was 3-for-3 coming off the bench batting for Tellez. That's the same type of thing with Triolo. Great defender, can put him in multiple different positions. He doesn't have the bat, though, that can maintain an everyday role like I think what Peguero could do.
Right.
Be good to see him get another chance at some point. And Gonzalez. And that will come at some point. Probably middle of May, June at some point. But it'll happen.
I just don't get it, man.
But why not now?
Yeah, I just don't get it. And again, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But to me, everyone's talking about Skeens. The starting rotation's been fine. You know, it's been fine. Obviously, we want to see Skeens come up as soon as he can. But they've been fine for the most part. Every night they go, the starter has given the Pirates a chance to win for the most part. You know, they had a couple of blow-up starts, but every staff does.
Well, they even won the Bailey Falter 5 runs, no outs game in Miami, which is going back to that first series.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a few of those. But for the most part, think about their rotation. Perez has been pretty good. Keller is Keller. He does what he does. Falter has been pretty good. Jared Jones has been, you know what I mean? So, obviously, yeah, you want to get Skeens up here as soon as possible. But to me, they need more help on the other side. Why do we not have Nick Gonzalez up here and see what happens?
I don't know why Carmen Majinski isn't up here in the bullpen either. I understand they wanted to try to build him back up from an injury that he had, an arm problem, so you want to be careful with those, but it's time for him to come back up too. They demoted Ryder Ryan yesterday, like right at the beginning of the draft, so nobody probably would notice. It's going to be probably Carmen Majinski that comes up.
I mean, there's no
maybe Honeywell.
There's no question about it. Jiwon Bae is hitting, what, 378 down there?
He's another slasher, can't play every day type of guy.
Grandal hasn't been hitting great, but he's been okay.
How about Grandal has actually played first base in his career as well?
We'll see what happens there. Jake Lamb, the guy that Noah Howes mentioned, is killing the ball right now. Peguero is hitting very well. And they got some options down there, and now you got to figure out how to get them all up here. Anyway, it is the Paul Zeiss Show. I'm sorry, it's not the Paul Zeiss Show. I was getting way ahead of myself. It's not the Paul Zeiss Show. We are answering the quotes. It's the Joe Show featuring Paul Zeiss. The 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments while broadcast live for 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul Zeiss on 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.